boasters, boastful. Do we see people boasting? Are there proud people around you, or is everybody around you humble and gentle? Do you see pride even in the body of Christ? Do you see men and women of God walking in pride? Praise the Lord. Do you see yourselves manifesting this? Because you were quick to say the yes, yes. Sister Ade does not see herself in this. May the Lord help you to see yourself in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It says blasphemers. You hear a lot of blasphemy. It is all around. Even somebody sends a message regarding this Ebola. May the Lord deliver, put an end to Ebola, as they have prayed in Jesus' name. That the way every news channel, every channel you tune into, that the way it is all about Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. That if only it's just about Jesus, Jesus. If Jesus Christ is being, advertised all over, the world will change. Amen. But rather than that, they will remove Christmas. They remove Christ from Christmas. We see these things happening in our times. Many times, I'm very careful when I want to write Christmas, because it's quicker to write Xmas. And one day I just thought, why was it changed to Xmas? Somebody must have sat somewhere and he likes the celebration, but he does not want it to be linked with Christ. So that is what I believe. That's what the Holy Spirit ministered to me. I don't know whether it's right. So this person just made it X and Mass. So, and everybody's adopting it. We have to be careful, brethren. And we have to be careful that we don't partake, we don't join in, anything that can lead to us blaspheming. Speaking against God. Keep speaking against the Holy Spirit. Sisters, brothers, we will go through challenging times. It is normal. Because we are in the end times. Things will happen that will make one want to say, does this God really exist? But no, don't say it. Because whether you say it or not, God exists. And what the enemy wants to take from you is for you to be able to, have that eternal joy by saying what you shouldn't say. There will be blasphemy. And he says this one, and I'm glad a lot of our young ones are in church today. He says, disobedient to parents. I see mommies and daddies nodding. Is this happening or not? When mommy says, don't do this, do we do it? When daddy says, I don't want you to go there, do you say, well, I'm going to go? Or do we say, okay, daddy? But the Bible says disobedient to parents, because we are in perilous times. These are the things that will be on the increase. We move with peers, we move with friends who do these things. So why can't you just, it's a normal thing to do. They talk down at their parents. They talk rudely. They talk back before mommy says,